You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is Psalm 118. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stones that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Wow, it's clear from reading this that David has experienced the Lord's goodness in such a powerful way. He has been redeemed by the Lord. He's been vindicated. He's been saved from death. And we know from reading the stories of David that from the outset of his reign as king, he was constantly under pressure and persecution by the surrounding armies. And never once did the Lord let him down. Time and again, David would call out to the Lord, and the Lord would answer him and set him free. And so David is concerned to praise the Lord, and not only is he concerned with praising the Lord himself, but he calls on all of Israel, on all the people of God, to praise the Lord. It's an amazing exhortation, it's an amazing testimony of David's life that he would call all to praise the Lord for the Lord's deliverance of himself. But this psalm is, as much as it is about David, we know that it's truly about Christ and about his life and death and resurrection. And that's why we meditate on it in Easter week, because it is the story and the testimony of Christ. You know, from the outset, he was persecuted by Herod. He was taken in the garden and beaten by the chief priests and the Roman guards and crucified, put to death. And yet when he cried out, the Lord answered him and brought him back to life. And so we can pray this psalm ourselves, knowing that God answers our prayers. No matter what we face in our lives, the Lord is present. And so I want to encourage you today that no matter what you're facing, whether you feel like you're surrounded by armies and you are overwhelmed, whether it be minor troubles or difficulties, or maybe you are under the Lord's discipline and the Lord is working on your life, I want to encourage you today to trust in the Lord, to not lose sight that the Lord will vindicate you, that the Lord will save you, that the Lord will deliver you out of your distress. We can trust in the Lord over our own strength. We can trust in the Lord that he will save us, because we've seen it happen in David's life, and we've seen it happen most fully in the life of Christ, bringing him back to life from death. Let's be grateful that the Lord answers our prayers. Let's be grateful that even in our distress, the Lord is especially present to us. Let's be a people that not only call out to the Lord in our times of trouble, but once we experience the Lord's deliverance, let us be a people that praise him, that testifies to his goodness, and that calls others to praise him as well.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.